Are we live? I think we're live. We're live.
I don't know.
On Facebook. It says on the screen, live on Facebook.
I like to think I'm alive, but you know, that's streaming live on Facebook.
I like how we started the stream with just everyone talking at once.
I know.
Yeah.
Real classic.
Way to do it.
And that's the end of the show. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you all for coming to our five-second stream.
Yeah.
Where we all just yell at you.
Are we going to do this or what?
So
yeah.
We're doing it.
No.
It's being... Oh, you know what? Kel said no.
Yeah, no. We're just... No, we're going home. Turn off the stream. No.
We are home. We're all
home.
Oh,
fuck. You're right. Quarantine.
I'm not. I'm at a sanitarium, so...
Oh, all right. Well, you go home then.
I'm at Hogwarts.
I would totally believe you were at home, though, Pat. In the sanitarium.
Thanks.
Home is where you take your meds.
So are we going to intro this bad boy or what?
As soon as people shut up, then yes. Oh, well, that was right on cue. Hey, welcome to Fumbling Dice. I'm Dave, the voice from the ether. My video is not up because,
he's naked. That's the reason why.
All except for my red rocket glowing microphone.
That's no microphone.
Sure, that's a microphone.
Well, I talk into it, so.
Ah,
ew.
Whisper sweet nothing. So, this is Fumbling Dice, the weird, random sort of role-playing podcast where we take on the characters from pop culture and Keith.
And we take on Keith.
We don't take on Keith. Keith has his own interpretation of this game, and it's such a good character that it doesn't make sense to... He's a real character, but he's a fictional version, I guess.
Plus, he's cosplaying Chris Cornell tonight.
Aw.
That's still too soon, Al. Actually, we'll start with Patrick. As Patrick is the only one who never changes. Well, actually, Pat and Keith never change characters.
Okay, well, I am Pat, and I am going to be playing Little Orphan Annie, of course. I'm wearing my red shirt for Little Orphan Annie.
All the way.
You're going to die. You've seen Star Trek, right? Like, we're all on the same page here. Pat's dying first.
Aww.
I think I see someone behind him in the feed.
Oh, you made him cry. Come on. We haven't started the game yet.
Well, I died first last time, so.
You did. That was so funny.
I'm sorry, man. That was...
It's okay. I've been seeing one of you posted it about like newbies who the DM will fudge a roll just to keep people alive. Like, no, I will not accept that. I will accept my fate.
I respect that. I like that spirit.
I think this is officially the longest intro ever to a podcast.
I sincerely doubt it if you've listened to any of our other podcasts. We'll go from left to right on my screen. Nick is next.
Oh, hey, I'm Nick. My intro last time was all, you know, gobbledygook. But this time I am... Thank you. This time I am playing as the most awesome character from one of the greatest book series of all time. That would be Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter.
I think you should have been Reverend Lovejoy.
I think you should shut up.
I think you should have been Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
This sounds suspiciously like rock and or roll.
All right, well, that brings us to you, Al.
It sure does. So tonight I'm playing as one of my childhood favorites, the original Steve Austin, the $6 million man.
What?
So, and I'm going to play you my sound effect just for a sec.
Oh my God, he has to exit out of his app to play.
Yep.
Well, while we wait for that. Oh.
That was great.
This is delightful.
No.
All our viewers can watch real time as my dad grapples with the miracle of technology.
All of our viewer.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Hey.
Tommy G might be out there. Hey, Tommy G, if you're out there.
Hi, Tommy G.
Keith, you are reprising your regular role, I imagine?
That's correct, David. I'm Keith Hernandez, and my character is shirtless Alex Jones. He is entered into this adventure straight from his home in Texas, and he is a juggernaut barbarian.
We probably should have mentioned that we all paint. Well, some of us painstakingly made our character sheets this week, yes. While some of us let our children do it.
I'm childless.
Well, my child happens to be the DM, so watch your fucking mouth.
Oh no, I'm not doing anything on your behalf, Dad. You're on your own.
Oh, I taught you well.
Well, I am Dave. I am playing as Ash Williams, full name Ashley Joanna Williams, from the Evil Dead franchise. I am a paladin. My subclass is Oath of Devotion.
Ooh.
And I am a haunted one.
Ooh.
Oh.
By all the, you know, deadites and demons set forth from the Necronomicon. And trying to make sense of all this mess tonight is Cal.
Hi. My name is Cal. I'm going to be your DM for the evening, though you already know that. And I'm very excited.
Yay.
All right. So are you guys ready to get
all right,
this
and
started?
With that, intro done.
We have about 5 minutes to play now, so
yes.
Yay! All right. So are you guys ready to start?
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic. All right, let me just pull up my sheet here really quick. All right. So you guys have all gotten together and you have taken a day trip as a group to hit the beach.
Yeah.
Weather's warm, the sun is out, and the waves are beautiful. There's a
is
nice
it Jacksonville?
Beach. It's Jacksonville, but the one in Illinois that's completely landlocked that my girlfriend is from, where the main attractions are a Ferris wheel factory, an abandoned sanitarium, and a prison.
And so where are the waves?
The waves are... It's the racism is so potent you can feel it wash over you. That's
Leaping lizards.
It is beautiful. It is not too far from the town you're staying in. It is easily worth the trip. You get there in good time. It's still early and there is plenty to do. There are beach chairs laid out open on the sand. There's a few kids building a sandcastle. There's even like a small boardwalk. There's a little open air tavern. And they're serving beachside refreshments and snacks. Somewhere down the boardwalk, you can hear a couple of bards playing some laid-back jams. Just some nice, like, beachy tunes, you know, whatever the fantasy equivalent of the Beach Boys would be.
Slow jazz.
There you go. A little bit of slow jazz.
Can you play Red Wine?
Play Wonderwall. The day is young. What are you all doing?
I want to use my bionic eye to see if I can scope out any nip slips on the beach.
Any nip slips.
I'm going to follow that guy.
Female body inspector.
That's right.
Gotcha. You try to do that and your bionic eye shorts out because it's so bright out. The sun is shining so brightly. And unfortunately now you can't use your bionic eye to look at people's titties.
Damn it, Rudy.
How sad.
Damn it.
I'm going to dig a hole.
All right, Annie, you get digging. You get fucking... Oh, wait, was that Annie?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, dig your fucking hole, Annie.
Woo!
Go, girl.
I would like to search for any kind of strange creatures.
The beach is packed with all sorts of different folks. I mean, for the most part, they seem fairly... cool, like no one's like fighting each other or anything, you know. There's a couple of dragonborn kind of like lounging out, so you see, you know, they got the big old horns and shit. You know, there's a tiefling ordering a beer. I and you're kind of like, whoa, what the fuck? Because tieflings are, they're demons, you know? And you're kind of like, that's weird, but whatever. I guess I'm at a beach, so, you know, could be weirder. As you are looking around, you do notice that there's a lot of people wearing these, like, red muscle shirts. Just kind of all over the
place. I love red.
Yeah? All right. Well, you're going to be seeing it. No.
Can I scan the beach to see if I can find any, like, people that look like they have a lot of money?
Look like they have a lot of money. Yes, absolutely. Why don't you give me an investigation check, Mr. Keith?
That's Alex to you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Mr. Jones.
That's a 15.
15, fantastic. All right, not only do you see that there are a number of folks who look like they might be in the way of some good cash, but they actually look to you very much like some degenerate gang leaders, the kinds that are probably putting chemicals in the air and the water, turning the freaking frogs gay.
I knew it.
Corrupting the children, America's youth. But they do look loaded as hell, and there's like four of them. So they are sort of lounging. They appear to be protected somewhat by some of their entourages, but they are there. And then, David, what were you up to, did you say?
I want to scan the beach for dead things.
Dead things, all right.
Look for evil deadites.
Okay, there is a dead crab. It's upside down. It looks like it's been dead for like 2 days. And there's a kid that's kind of like poking at it, and he gets up and he leaves after a minute, so you can go look at it if you want. There's some dead kelp. Other than that, everything looks pretty much alive.
Can I do something again?
Well, in that case, I'm just going to go get a drink.
All right. And Annie, yes, you may. What would you like to do?
I'd like to do my Eldritch Sight.
Eldritch Sight. Fan-fucking-tastic. Do you want to tell the audience what that does?
Yeah, you can cast Detect Magic at will without expending a spell slot.
Jesus Sweet. Christ. That's dope as hell. Okay.
It is. I love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. All right. So you are detecting magic. The beach lights up. It doesn't light up in terms of, like, it's not blinding or anything, but you do notice that there's a number of, like, magical items that are just kind of scattered about. Most of them are low level. It's nothing crazy, but, you know, there's clearly a lot of people here on vacation. That includes some, you know, random spellcasters, some, you know, folks who have brought various stuff with them that they use in their everyday life. So there's a number of, like, magical things. But out of all the magical things, you notice that there is a place in the beach area that is glowing particularly brightly. And it is a small shed that appears to be locked, and it is kind of on the beach property near where the beach goes up onto the boardwalk. So you do sense a bit more magic from there. It's nothing powerful, but it is definitely, it's magical.
Well, guys, I say we go there.
Pardon me, one moment.
Yes, Miss Lovegood?
Yes, you mentioned red muscle shirts. Is it possible for me to ask one of these individuals why they are all wearing the same clothing?
Yes, it is. If you would like to approach one, there are plenty.
I would. I would love to.
All right. Well, you find one guy. He's just sort of standing there. He's got his arms folded. He's looking all cool or whatever. He sees you come over and, you know, kind of like looks you over and he's like, can I help you?
Oh, hello there, sir. I was just curious, as it seems you're all wearing the same clothes and they aren't house robes, as you would see at Hogwarts. I'm curious if you are all part of some criminal cabal or what the actual reason you are wearing these similar shirts is.
Look, lady, I don't know where this Hogwarts shit is. I'm from Reno. But these shirts, we wear this for game day. Today's game day. You're here for game day, right? Everyone's here for game day.
What? Quidditch? I am. Are we playing Quidditch?
I don't know what that is. Is that what, like, British people call volleyball? I don't know. Like,
yes.
Quidditch? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then sure. Volleyball. We're playing volleyball. It is what it is. Did you guys go sign up yet?
No, we shouldn't we?
Yes.
Now, what can I? Can I do something here? Can I sneak over to the shed using my spy powers?
Yes, you may.
My stealth and
go ahead and roll me
my superhuman sight.
You don't really have to sneak. The shed's pretty much just out in the open.
No, I want to sneak.
All right. Give me a stealth roll. Okay. Go to your character sheet and hit stealth for me. Just for the fun of it.
Might need to call in Oscar and Rudy.
A $6 million man incapable of operating a GUI interface.
God damn it, Oscar. I didn't ask for this.
I'm a doctor, not a DM.
Where do I roll my thing? Where's my thing?
Well, stealth is going to be under your various proficiencies.
Right here, guys.
Stealth, various proficiencies. In the skills box.
Yep.
I'm getting there.
You're good. Just press the word stealth.
I can't see the word stealth.
It's below
by survival.
Stealth, survival. What is that?
Sleight of hand?
Stealth, survival.
Skills?
Am I looking at my character sheet?
No idea.
You should be.
There's stealth. I see stealth. Oh, thank God, stealth. There you go. I pushed something.
It was
stealthy.
Appropriately, yeah, I was hiding. Damn, that's a very good stealth roll.
Yes.
You go into the water and walk on the seafloor like some kind of fucking magic creature. You see some cool fish while you're down there. There's a lot of trash, but there's also some cool fish.
Good thing I brought my old can.
And you walk underwater, and you come back up where the shed is, and you're soaking wet, and you just sort of slarp, 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 slarp up to the shed, which the door is still locked. And you hear somebody yell at you from behind. They go, "Hey, you!"
Damn.
Alex Jones winks at Steve Austin, and he tries to create a big diversion by getting the attention of the gang leaders. Excuse me, gentlemen. Could I interest you in perhaps taking advantage of this amazing opportunity that I have in the form of my patented tactical wipes?
And can I use that diversion to use my bionic powers to break the door open?
One of the gang leaders goes up to you, Keith, and he's like, "All right, listen, I meet a lot of guys like you. I meet a lot of motherfuckers like you who come up and they're trying to sell me some shit and it's always bogus. But you tell me about these wipes. For instance, can I use them on my perineum area?"
"Yes, in fact, these are guaranteed perineum enhancers."
"All right, how
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It's the area between the testicles and the anus.
I'm pretty sure I don't want mine enhanced. If anything, I'd like it diminished.
Sometimes
maybe.
We call it the taint."
Keith, you have successfully managed to divert these gang leaders who are now fascinated by your perineum wiping tactical wipes. They believe they're all of them are just like flocking around you. All of them except one who is standing some ways away. They have forgotten about Steve's endeavor to open this shed. Steve, what did you say you were doing again?
I'm gonna break down the door using my bionic arm.
Your bionic arm. Okay. Give me a perception check.
Okay, so perception check, right on. Good times, here we go. Now where's my perception check?
Well, you probably perceive it right above the stealth.
Yeah, it would
be right here.
See, perception. Hey, perception.
That doesn't look so good.
That was not your best check.
God damn it.
I will tell you that from that, you notice that the door that you are about to attempt to break down seems to have some kind of sealing power on it. What it is, you have no fucking clue. You just know that there's something on it that if you try to hit it with your fist, it's going to hurt real bad, and you're probably not going to accomplish much.
Damn it.
Well, you know, you gave it a try, and really that's what matters. As you're kind of doing this, someone sort of comes up your way, Steve. He's followed by a number of people. He kind of looks you over and he says, you, what, do I know you? Have I seen you around before? What are you, you take a dip in all your clothes?
Steve, are you there?
No, he's Hello? Dead. Oh, God. Oh, God, he's dead.
Can I answer for him?
Sure, Annie. You're there, too.
What's it to you, buddy?
I like Annie. Like, Annie's spirit just possesses the body of Steve Austin just for a few minutes to, like, take care of his business. It's, I mean, you know, she is a warlock. I feel like it's within her wheelhouse, so to speak. there's actually a number of dudes, and they've kind of come up to a few of you, and they seem to be given some trouble just sort of in general.
Oh, I just wanted to play volleyball.
Well, Luna, you actually, you're good. The guy that were chatting with, he actually brings you over to the sign-up booth, and you guys are like, there's like a nice lady there, and she's wearing like a cute hat, and you're chatting and having a great time. So you're the only one who's really not, like, in any trouble. All the Fantastic. Other people, they're, like, getting walked up on by these dudes in the red shirts, and they look a little bit peeved.
Can I try and make a sale?
Absolutely, you can make a sale. How about you give me a performance check, because we never get to do those.
Ooh, that's a 19.
Excellent.
19?
That's you almost 20.
Wow, he's back. Oh, my God. We thought he died. Yeah, all right.
Math at Hogwarts.
You do so well at putting on this show and convincing these dudes that they in fact do have to worry about the end of America as we know it. You managed to make some serious bank, all right? You walk out of there with 150 GP. Like, they're throwing cash at you for this shit. And of course, I'm sure, like all of these things, they're orders. So you got to fill them later, but you'll take the money now, as it were. Unless you just have the shit on hand, in which case, good for you.
I did. That actually was part of my inventory, but I guess I'm sold out.
Well, there you go. Al learns the importance of the mute button.
But he doesn't. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll give him hell about it in a minute.
Are my friends in danger?
Are your friends in danger? Yes. Maybe a little bit. Let's see. Who do I want to pick on?
Are you going to stay out of it like Luigi did last week?
Aw, poor Luigi.
I followed one person to help last week.
So, David, can you still hear me?
I sure can.
Fantastic. I'm going to pick on you. All right. You are investigating some of the various dead things along this beach. And just sort of generally, I assume, chilling out and doing your thing, you know, whatever it is Ash does in his free time.
Mostly drinks.
Fantastic. Well, you've gotten yourself a drink and you are relaxing. And this guy comes up to you and he's got a red shirt and he's kind of looking like he wants a fight, and he's like, "Hey, you're not wearing a red shirt. What's the deal with that?"
I'm partial to blue Hawaiian shirts.
Well, that's nice, but it's game day. You signed up for the game, or are we gonna have to talk about it?
Yeah, talk all you want. I'm just gonna look at this crab and drink. So why don't you move along there, Sonny, before something unfortunate happens.
Hey, don't you talk to me that way. I don't know, maybe.
Annie, how did you learn about Crips?
I know about everything street.
Word.
Street smarts.
Oh, I thought he said straight.
Annie confirmed for heterosexual. good for her. Good for her. It takes so much strength in these days to come out as straight. Yeah, well, you know, this is Jack Silvertongue's beach. You want to be on this beach, you got to be in the tournament. You got to prove yourself. So either you come with me or you get the hell off this beach. And he's actually stopped. You hear someone say, it's like, gentlemen. He steps aside and he reveals a kind of like a douchebag looking dude. He's got like this like mousy brown hair. And he's kind of like, you know, like he's got a beach ball under one arm. He's wearing like swimming trunks and the red shirt. And he kind of looks you over, Ash, and he's like, hey, well, you here for the tournament? Because it kind of looks like you're not here for the tournament. And I ain't never seen you around here before. So, well, let me know what's up with that.
Yeah, I came here for the first round of the tournament of kicking your ass.
Kicking my ass? Really? Oh, okay. So then I guess you are here for the tournament. Well, you know, it is a lovely day. I'm willing to let you into the tournament if you and your buddies are up for it. Don't think I didn't notice you showing up here with a bunch of uninvited guests. None of y'all are... I have never invited any of y'all onto my beach.
Are you Silver Crank?
What?
Are you Silver Crank? Is that your name, buddy?
Silver Tongue, but you know what? We'll take what we can get. I prefer to treat my guests with some amount of kindness. I'm sorry about my friend here. He can be a little bit overwhelming. Go take 10. I'm going to chat with these folks. Every year we hold a tournament to determine who the king of the beach is. All the local big shots like to enter with their folks, but only one can win the crown and thus ownership of the beach. I am the champion 5 years running.
I think I saw this one with Annette Funicello.
Well, I have not, so this will be an exciting little adventure.
Are you here on a Baywatch by any chance?
He is not. he kind of offers you that. As he smiles, by the way, you notice that both of his canines are silver, like false teeth, but they're silver. And it's both his canines. So
both of his dogs are false?
Yes. Yeah. They're made of false teeth. They're dogs made of false. It's actually kind of a cool sculptural project.
Wow, I want to see that.
Don't we all?
Well, let's go play with some balls.
You guys are invited to the tournament, and you hear a whistle blow, and it seems as though it's about to begin.
Yes!
Jack turns around, and he says, I will see you guys at the finish line. And he kind of winks at you, and he walks off. So, I thought
this was a volleyball tournament. Why is there a finish line?
Indeed.
Well, that sounds a little strange, but you know what?
D&D volleyball, man.
I got news for you. I'm not running anywhere. I got bad knees.
Well, then you're going to lose, and you can't be on the beach. They're going to kick you off. Better get by.
I'm the alligator. I want to play.
Let's go for it.
All right, fine.
You guys all sign up for the tournament, and you are assigned your brackets. So for this fun little exciting adventure, for the qualifying rounds, you guys are going to be doing some just basic rolls. There will not be any combat. And for our final round, it will be a round of combat done slightly differently. And I will explain that when we get there.
All right.
But to begin with, we are going to have a couple little rounds here of volleyball. Yay!
Yes.
So here's how we're going to play. Each of these three rounds is going to have a specific skill that will be designated to it based on the major skill of your opponents. You are going to make a roll to try and beat your opponent's roll. Anyone on your team who gets higher than your opponent's roll gets a special prize. There will be three rounds. So you will have three chances to get the designated prize for each of these teams. The prize is something that will help you in the final battle.
Yay!
So, our first round, You guys step up to the net. You're all ready to go. You've changed into whatever volleyball gear you're in, unless
robes.
Your volleyball gear. Robes.
I'm in a red dress.
Suit of armor.
Red shirt with palm trees.
Red dress.
I'm all shirtless right. Wearing Docker khakis.
Yeah. Fantastic. You guys have all adorned yourselves in your beach volleyball wear. The people who step up to the plate are a group of women, and they are all incredibly ripped. Absolutely out of their minds.
Howdy, ma'am.
Tough shit. Olympic weightlifter style buff. The leader of their group appears to be a woman with kind of like short blonde hair, and she like sort of swaggers up to the net, and she's like, "So you want to win this beach, huh?"
Yes.
Oh my God, is that a child?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yes.
Oh yes, she's a child.
My parents are dead.
Wow. That's horrifying. I thought they only let adults do this. Well, I mean...
She's a child, but she fights like a woman.
Her parents may have been killed by he who must not be named.
Oh! Who?
Voldemort.
Oh!
I don't get into all that magic shit. I have heard of some weird-ass wizards that live kind of along this coastal area. Wizards of the Coast, if you will. No interest in getting involved in that. I am just here to kick ass and catch volleyballs, and I'm all out of ass.
What?
Not from where I'm looking.
You know, ma'am, you're not usually my cup of tea, but what do you say we get some Mai Tais? I'll meet you in the men's room in 10.
Have a rump.
She makes crushing motions with her fists. I don't know what that would look like, but it's extremely scary. She's very, very, very.
You're freaking me out, but I gotta say, it's doing something for me.
All right, so for this round, I'm gonna have all of you make a strength check. So everyone go and find your strength roll and give it a roll.
Oh, Jesus.
25,
hot damn, all right. So, let's see. 11, 16. Okay, perfect. So, sorry about that. So, Alan, Nick, and Keith, you guys all managed to roll above what you needed to get, which was 12. So, good job, Dad, at just barely clearing the bar there. I am going to be putting in your inventory. You guys have a bitter fight. You guys have a bitter war between the two of you. You know, they're slamming these volleyballs down, but ultimately they're not very like fast or anything. They're just really powerful. So you guys easily take care of that. I mean, you've got Annie, she's small and quick, and you've got, you know, a couple of spellcasters. So really it's not even an issue. You're just like, boom, 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 boom. And three of you will win the prize, which is a slice of a delicious watermelon. And this delicious watermelon has magical powers. Yay!
Oh, fantastic.
It gives you... Who did I say? Keith, Alan, and who else?
Nick.
Me.
Yes, Nick. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm putting it in your journals. You have access to it now. It's a one-use item. It is a slice of a delicious, refreshing watermelon called a strong melon, and you get +5 damage to an attack that you make. Only use it once, but you can add it to whatever you'd like. It can be magic, it can be whatever.
Fantastic.
So have that on hand.
That's better than the watermelon they served at the OSI Christmas party.
I have no idea what that means.
Me neither.
Means nothing.
I just kind of assume I don't get any of your jokes because I'm like young and you guys are all old. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm only 11.
Okay, that is fair. You are only 11. Shit, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'm a child.
I may be rusty, but I can still bench press a truck.
God, I wish I could do that. All right. Second round. Fantastic. So the second round, a group of kind of wiry looking gangsters comes up and they're doing like somersaults and shit. All right. They're so all over the place. They're like, boom, boom, boom.
Crazy. Are they the Jesse White Tumblers?
They are the Jesse White Tumblers. And I only say that because if I didn't, my mom would kill me. So yes, they are the Jesse White Tumblers. You are facing the Jesse White Tumblers. It's kind of morally dubious as to why they are using disenfranchised children to win a gang related volleyball war on a beach.
That's okay. Annie's disenfranchised too.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. It's fine. It all evens out. And she's younger. So like maybe that's worse. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, exactly. So we're using Annie for our own means.
And she's happy about it.
And she's happy about it. And it's totally
darn tootin' I am.
So the Jesse White Tumblers are tumbling around or whatever. You guys are going to go ahead and give me a dexterity check. Can you defeat the Jesse White Tumblers at their own game?
No. I'm 62. I can't be doing this stuff.
So is this, would this be something I can see?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Uh, 13 for me.
13? All right, fantastic. Okay, so this time around, Alan, Nick, and Patrick, you guys all managed to come in over the total. You quickly and swiftly are able to defeat the Jesse White Tumblers. They may be bendy, however, volleyball is not their sport of choice, and you guys pretty much knock it out of the park. So it's pretty cool.
Literally.
Literally. The volleyball is gone. It's unfortunate, but there are more, so it's fine. But that was kind of their favorite volleyball, so like maybe you should apologize.
I could do an illusion and make a volleyball.
Apologies.
Thank you, Luna. That was really sweet of you. They give you a little smile as they leave, even though they're really upset about their volleyball. And Annie, they appreciate your they appreciate the thought. That was Annie. Okay.
Yeah, it was me.
Fantastic. I'm so bad with voices and you guys are all very patient. All right. So you've defeated them. Finally, you guys get your final bracket of people that you're going to have to face off with.
What was the prize?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I almost forgot the prize. Thank you.
It's my first prize.
It's my second.
This ain't my first rodeo.
So let me make sure I just add this to journals here really quick. All right. You get a can of Red Bull. Yay.
Oh, fantastic.
Except it's not Red Bull. It's fantasy Red Bull because this is the fantasy world. And so everything is fantasy. It's
Red
it's,
Minotaur.
Yeah. Red Minotaur. I'm changing that really quick. 1 second. Everybody hold the fucking phone while I change this. The name
of the fucking phone.
Why would I want to fuck a phone?
I've never used language like that in my life.
I have been. It just did. It was fun. Before.
I feel like Luna said a swear word. I don't know. She just gives me that vibe.
I've said bollocks.
Yeah, fair enough.
Annie, we're going to have to wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh, right. Shit.
So the can of Red Minotaur, which that's such a good... I was trying so hard to think of something I could call it that was fantasy, and instead it just ended up as fantasy Red Bull. So your can of Red Minotaur... it is good for one use, and it will give you a +3 to your AC. So if you are trying to avoid getting hit by something, you can drink this fantasy Red Bull. It will give you a +3 to your armor class, which, if used correctly, will allow you to dodge a hit.
So Red Minotaur, does that Red Minotaur give only lasts?
It does, yes. Not literal wings, but like...
I'd rather have a jetpack.
Yeah,
I've got a fly spell.
I have a broom.
What do you got, Ash? Anything? And Alex Jones, you're out of your SOL. Both of you guys are grounded, huh?
I have a third degree sunburn on my scalp.
I have my boomstick.
I could make you guys spider climb.
For some reason, my brain just thought that you were going to foray that sentence into spider clowns, and I was like, please don't turn us into clowns that are also spiders.
Spider clowns are real.
I do have a fine thing to do with your
pocket. My father wrote an article about them.
I have a 50-foot rope.
Wow.
Stop bragging about your package.
But So yes, you guys all get the can of Red Minotaur, and it lasts for only the turn you use it. So you can use it either before or after the enemy has rolled against you.
It's like a shield spell.
It is, yeah, essentially. And it only works for that one. So these are all single-use items.
Hey.
And finally, you come across your final opponents. They shuffle onto the sand, and they seem to have some trouble with it because they are all very large. They are broad-shouldered, they are tall, and they are very large. And that is basically their only defining trait. If you didn't know any better, you would think that they were just like inanimate golems, but they clearly are not. They are clearly something sentient because they want to play volleyball with you.
Is it a group of Biftanons?
Yes. Yeah, they're all actually like ceremoniously dressed like Biftanon. So they're all dead-eyed, but they have like Hawaiian shirts and a skeezy slicked back like hair.
So they're all bros.
Would the plural of Tannin be Tanai?
Tanai, Biffies, Biffins, Biffs, Beefs,
Beef? Well, it looks like someone's been eating their Wheaties.
A beef of Biff. No.
A beef of Biff.
A beef of Biff. That's what I'm calling it. Yeah, they shuffle on up. So for this one, you guys are going to roll me a constitution check. You're going to let me know how that goes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, nuts.
That didn't go well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you big old beasties are going down.
19 for me.
19. All right. Fantastic. So that is a 19. Well, this time around, Keith and Ash are the only ones who got the reward, which let me pop that into your inventories here really quick.
Oh, nuts. Is that what they want is nuts?
Yes, they do want your nuts. They're coming for them. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I don't think Luna's got any.
I have some cashews in my robes.
You have what?
Cashews in my robes.
Those are legumes.
So, your prize for winning this particular round. It does take a lot out of you guys. Like, you would think it would be easier to fight against these things that basically don't move, but like they're so broad that they just sort of like take up enough of the arena that they can just sort of bounce the ball off of them. You don't even know if that's legal, but really you don't know how much of this is legal, so not much to be done. However, from winning Keith and David, you guys both win a complimentary hat. It's a cool looking little baseball cap, clearly kind of cheaply made.
Is it red?
Actually, no, it's green. The color choices were not figured out by the same person. So there was kind of like a little like snafu. You know, one guy wanted green, one guy wanted red. And now like the whole affair is just sort of this weird looking complimentary color mess.
So they look like Christmas?
A little bit, and not in the good way.
Orphans don't usually have good Christmases.
Santa Claus, what's that? Who's he?
got very dark in here for a second.
Hey, that's an actual line from Annie. I don't know what you want. Yeah, you get a complimentary hat. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty dope hat. The hat will give you +5 to your max HP. While you wear it, which is pretty nice. It's not active after this particular event, so you can put it in your inventory, but it's not really going to do anything after this. But just because the sun is beating down on you so hard, and it is such a beautiful day, and the sea is, you know, this gives you a little extra protection, just enough to, you know, like, boost your HP by about 5 points. So yeah, Ash and Alex, you guys both have that hat on your person.
So I can just go ahead and put it on or whatever?
If you want. I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, have to wear like, as far I mean, my 5 plus 5 HP is just going to carry on through the rest of this session.
Yeah, which there's not, don't worry, there's only one battle in the session. So.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to hide, so I'm going to wear this. I'm going to go toe to toe with whatever this is, so I'm going to wear the hat.
I'm going to go toe to toe too. I have
Alex
toes.
Alex does not wear the hat, despite the fact that his scalp is now turning purple and blistering over from the sun.
He's a man. Men don't need hats. It's just one of the ways the government's trying to turn men into women.
Goddamn right.
Oh my god. All right. So
if it's not wearing a tinfoil, I don't wear.
Don't get him started about frogs, though.
I feel like, yeah, the frogs will have to take care of another day. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little bit out of it. One second. Okay. Probably help if I... There we go. All right. So, now that you guys have finished your first three rounds, you guys... Oh, my God! Thank you all for going on that journey with me while I swallowed a pill and had a hard time with it. You know, like an adult. You guys are finally up against the king himself. Elvis? Good old... Yes, Elvis walks out onto the beach fully clad in his shiny outfit.
I thought it was like... Michael Jackson.
I feel a strange kinship towards this Elvis.
We're gonna fight this Elvis.
I sense a kindred spirit in you.
And then you guys are all getting ready to like fight Elvis, and then he like takes a turn and he like goes and gets a margarita. Like he's not here to fight you. He's just chilling. Sorry.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
He's also not a fighter. Yes.
I've been saying he's still alive for years.
He was just hiding out here. I was in the fantasy realm. That's fine. Yes, perfect. Cool. Awesome. You guys stand on the court across from our good friend Silvertongue. Just him. He does not even have a team. It is just him.
Good.
He is bouncing the volleyball in his hand and kind of smirking at y'all.
Hey, Silver Chode, aren't you going to bring out any other players?
No, sir. It's just me against all of you. But how hard can that be? It's just one guy, just one little guy. And all you guys, I can't see an issue. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Silver Tongue playing with himself again.
He's always playing with himself. It's part of his...
That's how we got the name.
All right. So let me explain how this is going to go. This is going to go very similarly to normal D&D combat. You are essentially doing the same thing that you usually do, where you try to whittle down your opponent's hit points until they are dead. That being said, you guys aren't actually doing any damage per se. You guys have to phrase every single one of your attacks as something you would do in a volleyball game. So if you were to use like a mace, you are hitting the volleyball with a literal mace, and you are hitting it over the net. So every attack has to be phrased by you in terms of how it would pan out should you be playing volleyball. In addition to that, Silvertongue will be going every other turn to simulate the way a volleyball game works, in which you pass the ball over the net, 1-to-1-to-1-to-1. And yeah, so I hope you all are ready. Can I get initiative rolls from everyone? Por favor.
Nat one.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We love a king. Okay, fantastic.
Okay. Where do I click for that?
There is a box that says initiative on your character sheet, and it should just be...
I see it.
Excellent. Go ahead and click that for me.
Annie takes the lead, as always.
Yay, Annie!
I had a 4.
All right. Let me take a second here and get y'all situated. Feel free to chatter amongst yourselves. Or don't. That's fun, too.
I'm breathing.
How come the most powerful amongst us is a little girl?
Has anyone seen any noggles? What? Noggles. I'm looking for noggles.
Restaurant?
Oh, you want to, again, want to meet me back in the men's room in 10?
Wow, we can't hear you. I'm Ash. Sorry?
We can't hear you, Ash, and what we can hear is highly disturbing.
About now.
Nope.
Nope. Barely.
Now?
You're very quiet. Something I've never been told.
And again, this is every Zoom meeting ever.
Yay!
Can you hear me now? Turn it up. Can you hear it? No? Can you? What?
Who? I heard him. I don't understand the issue.
And then there's just one dude who has the green screen going, and he's like having the time of his fucking life, and everyone else is like, dude.
You're having too much fun.
You're having way too much fun.
You've been inside for too long.
Me. All right. So, initiative is figured out. We will get us all together. Annie, you are up first. You are serving the ball. What are you doing?
True strike sounds good.
All right. Fantastic. You want to go ahead and roll that for me?
It didn't roll.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let's see. Okay, so you get an insight into the target's defenses.
I don't know. That wasn't so good, but okay. It takes one turn.
It does take one turn. You're correct about this. So I guess how this would play out would be that you, like, serve the ball and it, like, lands. You serve the ball and he hits it back over and it lands in front of you. So it is technically it is a point on his behalf. But you also, by doing that, have now, you now understand how he moves a little better. So when you go next, you're going to have advantage on your roll.
Hey!
So that's...
You sacrificed a point.
It's fine.
It's fine, guys.
It doesn't do anything. It's fine.
We got this.
All right. Silvertongue is up. He is going to spike the ball over the net. If this will work. Yes, perfect. Okay. Let's see.
Damn, that's one hell of a spike.
I know. Luna, what is your armor class?
My armor class is can I, it's 10, but I have that red minotaur.
Ooh, yes you do. Maybe don't use it though, because I think it's only +3, and you rolled an 18.
Oh, so never mind.
All right, so Luna, you are going to take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Oh,
no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, bother.
That's my friend C-3PO.
He comes out sometimes, you know?
Yes.
He hasn't come out yet, as far as I know.
No, he and the R2 have been married for years. It's fine. He doesn't need to come out.
Like Bert and Ernie?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie are gay, and that's just that on that.
Annie, how do you know that?
I'm straight.
Okay. Okay, playa.
Pessimy Street. Yeah, there you go. All right. So, Ash, you are up. What are you doing to hit this ball back over the net?
I'm gonna use my this thing, where I'm a firearm specialist.
Ooh. All right. Let's see.
I'm gonna shoot this damn ball back over the net with my boomstick.
And fucking-tastic. I love it. All right.
Say that. How do you like that?
That's beautiful. That's, let's see. That's to hit. That's a 10.
Stupid description underneath.
That's so good. I think the text on firearm specialist got a little bit scrambled.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to read this and it feels like I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Well, whatever the case. That is unfortunately not going to hit, though, because a 10 is not quite enough to hit his armor class.
Ash.
Sorry.
I just brandished the thing. I can't necessarily hit things with it.
Hey, that's all right. It's a volleyball, you know? It's a little out of your wheelhouse, I would say. Let's see. All right. Silver Tongue is going to go up again. He is going to spike the ball again. This time he's going to spike it at Steve.
Oh, no.
So, Dad, don't worry. I'm pretty cunning.
Dad, what's your armor class, Dad?
12.
Yeah, that's going to hit. You do only take one bludgeoning damage, however.
Okay.
All right. Up next is our good buddy, Luna.
Oh,
what you doing, Luna?
I want to use a psionic blast to spike the ball.
You would.
Damn, all right. Dope. Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Look, all right.
But I did not completely put the spells into the card, so I don't know exactly what I should do.
That is A-okay. We're going to pull it up here in our handy-dandy compendium.
I bet it's going to be a D20. They always are.
They usually are. Yeah, you'll probably have to make a ranged spell attack. Oh my god, that's not even in there. So that's probably going to be a D20.
Okay. I can do a D20. 10.
Okay. 10. And then what is your spell casting? Wait, I'm sorry. Give me a second here.
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, I love that you made her half elf. That's very good.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
Is it spell attack bonus? Is that what you're asking?
That is what you want, yes.
It's a plus 7.
Okay, perfect. Yes, that is going to hit. Perfect.
Oh, fantastic.
So let me just...
I have on my other, it tells me the damage is 5d8. Is that what I need to do then?
Jesus. Okay, let me read the description here, because 5d8 is a lot of damage.
It does seem 30 a lot. 30-foot cone.
Okay. Every creature in the area must take a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, a target takes 5d8 force damage, is pushed 20 feet directly away from you, and is knocked prone. Yes. Do you want to do that? Because that's going to affect your allies also.
I guess I could switch to a firebolt if that's better.
You can if you want, but it would be pretty funny to do a psionic blast. It's totally up to you.
I do care about all of them, even Annie a little bit.
A little bit.
So I'll switch it to the firebolt just to be safe.
Right. That's looks all like right. there's a new badass little girl in town.
Don't worry, guys. I haven't even gotten started yet.
So the firebolt is 2d10 damage.
Excellent. All right. In that case, go ahead and roll me those damage. I'll just take your spell roll already because that's good.
15.
15. All right. Holy shit. All right. So he takes 15 damage. Let me write that down here really quick. Gotta learn my math. Okay. Fantastic. Silverton's up again. He is going to...
When I went the first time, I asked for 2 planchet figures.
Hi, Chris.
There you go. And I hope you're shaking the...
Appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
I like cheeseburgers.
I like cheeseburgers, too. Dad, you want to have Chris bring me a cheeseburger?
I'm afraid I can't do that right now. We're in the middle of a battle.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, afterwards, just bring me a cheeseburger. Here we go. All right, cool. So you hit him for 15 damage. He's going to go again, and he is just going to... He's just going to spike that motherfucker. Once more, he does not have a lot in his arsenal. He's going to spark it at you, Luna.
Understandable.
Does 13 hit your armor class?
If I drink the red minotaur, it brings me up to 13.
It's okay. Only one damage, though.
It is only one damage. Do you really want to use your minotaur for that? It's up to you.
No, I'll hold on to it. I'll take the damage.
Okay. All right. So that's one bludgeoning damage.
One for 15 seems pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. All right. Steve, you are up. And by Steve, I mean my lovely father.
Yeah, well, I got something here. Sneak attack. Would that help me out at all?
No, because the target can see you and is fully aware of your existence because you are playing a volleyball game, unfortunately. Okay,
so then I assume I would have to use my weapons then.
Yes, probably.
Okay, so I got a rapier. So what I want to do is I want to use I got a rapier. I have rapier wit. So
don't come near me.
Rapier, not forget it.
Oh.
So I'm going to use that. It's a plus six attack. It says damage type 1d8 plus 0.3 piercing, and I'm going to use my bionic arm to give it some oomph and send that volleyball right across there to give him what for.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
No kidding. Damn. I love the creativity that went into that. So go ahead and give me that. Go ahead and roll me by pressing on the thing that says rapier under your attacks. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Already pretty fucking amazing because that's a base 19. Go ahead and give me damage. So click the word rapier under the thing you just rolled. There you go. 5 piercing damage. Not bad. Okay. I'm actually going to make that 10 because you did use your bionic arm and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, still, thank you. Plus the
still not quite 15.
Not quite 15. This is true. Luna has all of you beat thus far.
You are correct. That's why no one likes
just
you, Luna.
You wait.
You already went once, Annie. You gave up a point.
Silver.
But I learned a lot.
Let's see. Ooh. Silvertongue directs his spike at you, Alex. It's not going to fucking do shit, though, because a 5 to attack is not really anything. So he tries, but it doesn't happen, I assume. But with that being said, it is your turn, Alex Jones. So what are you doing? How are you making this ball go?
I'm going to try and stealthily kick some sand into his eyes.
All right.
Just like a true bully would.
If you would like to describe this to me in terms of how you think this would work, I will be willing to give it to you because this is entertaining and I like this.
Alex looks up into the sky and he's like, "Oh, chemtrails, look." And then while he says that with his foot, he kicks a big old foot full of sand in the direction of Silver Tongue's eyeballs.
Okay, fantastic. You know what? That's great. And I'm not even going to make you roll for it because it's fantastic. He is going to take a -2 to hit to all of his ongoing rolls. So when he tries to hit, he gets a little -2 in there. Up next is him again. He is going to spike it again because he does that a lot. This time he's going to do it at you, Ash. You have not felt the brunt of his...
Ooh.
Wow. Well, that would have been awful. Even that was a critical failure.
Wow.
Because
one trick pony, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. He's got a couple other things, but not anything crazy. Wow, he fucked that up real bad. Yeah, he's
Call that a whiff.
You kicked the sand in his eyes and it fucked him up so bad that he like fell over and now he's just sort of like sitting on the ground, like dazed. So you guys kind of have like an opening here. You guys can cause some trouble, some problems. I mean, that was his turn. So Annie, you're up.
Yes, Eldritch Blast.
All right.
Surprised.
Taking the one trick ponies.
I can't do it though.
I respect that.
But I do get 2
that is A-okay. Beams.
And also I have my Eldritch, the Agonizing Blast, and that is I do my charisma modifier to the damage it deals on a hit.
Okay, fantastic. So in that case, give me a ranged spell attack. So that should be a d20, but I believe that the button for it on your sheet is, if you go to your spells, you can click spell attack bonus, I believe, or maybe you can't. Fuck if I know. No, you can't. Cool. Sexy. Awesome. So in that case, just go ahead and give me a d20 roll. We will add your spell attack bonus, which is 8. 15 plus 8. That is 23.
Damn.
Is that okay?
Plus your career. Yeah, that's... It's... Yep, it's gonna be. It's very good. Wow. Okay, cool. Go ahead and roll damage for that. So you have two beams, so go ahead and roll me
2d10. 2d10. So yes. I just click here?
Yes.
Yes. 9 damage. Okay.
But then I also have my charisma thing to that, right?
Right. Yes.
That's 14. That's still one less than me.
Add your charisma modifier to the damage it deals.
All right.
And also, you said that my stuff would be more powerful because I did that thing where I learned more about him.
You're right. Let me make sure.
So does that make it at least a 16?
Oh, Jesus.
Hmm. Would he add the charisma modifier twice since it's two beams of energy?
Oh, yeah. That would be true.
Yes, you would, actually. Damn. Okay. So that is, 9 plus 10, so the 19. And then I'm just going to bump you up to 21 for the true strike. So let me.
Yeah.
So that would make me the most powerful person right now.
Ladies, please.
That's because I chose not to use my psionic blast.
All right. He's looking pretty beat up. He's not looking great. He, as far as like how he's doing, he's running low on stamina. You can tell that this man is getting to the end of his rope. And a couple.
Oh,
of good
poor
points.
Guy.
He's got a rope. Watch out! He's got a rope.
Watch out! He's got a rope. It's the beach. He has a rope for saving people if they fall in the water.
I got a hempen rope.
Yeah. All right. Well. He is up. He's going to use his turn to stand up because he's prone. So he doesn't actually do anything this turn. Ash, it is your turn.
Get him, Ash!
I was really hoping I could just go over and punch him in the face, but...
This is a sporting game of volleyball.
Well, in that case, I am going to use... I have 13 torches. Ooh. So I'm going to use one of them to set the ball on fire.
What?!
Yeah. Okay.
And then, can I do something with that? Like after that?
Yes, you may.
All right. And then I'm going to use my mace to knock it over the net.
Wow, this is the weirdest game of baseball I have ever seen. I think for that, I'm going to have you just make a... Fuck. Let's see. Yeah, just go ahead and roll to attack with your mace.
And then you click on mace, right?
That's what I did.
That would be if you had... Okay, 8. Yeah, 8 is not going to cut it. So you do light the ball on fire. It is now on fire, which is kind of cool. And I think the effect I'm going to put there is it's going to be +1 to any damage ongoing from either side. So you just get +1 regardless. So that means Silvertongue also gets +1 because it is on fire.
Nuts.
And unfortunately, unless any of you are immune to fire, which I don't think you are,
my bionic parts are immune to fire.
Yeah. All right. I'll vibe with that. You're partially immune to fire, so you won't take the +1 ongoing. But
alligator, right. This sucks.
Silvertongue is going to take the opportunity to spike the ball back over the net, which it is on fire. He does burn his hand a little bit. He takes a little damage, but he is going to spike the ball at Alex Jones. Alex, What's your armor class?
15.
15. Goddamn. All right. Well, he just barely misses. He does light his hand on fire a little bit, and you barely manage to not get hit by a flaming volleyball. And with that, Luna, it is your turn.
Oh, okay. I would like to... you know what? It's already on fire. I'll use the firebolt attack again. Just because, you know, it's a theme.
I respect that. I do. So, firebolt. So
it's going to be another 20 plus the spellcaster, which was 7.
Yes. Okay. So go ahead and roll that d20 and we will add that up.
5 and 7 is 13.
13 to hit.
It's 12.
12.
Oh, 12. You're right. I'm sorry.
Hogwarts doesn't teach math, apparently.
There's no math at Hogwarts.
I'm 11 years old.
There's no math at Hogwarts.
Yeah, that is kind of funky that they don't do that. That's, I don't know, wizards are weird. Let's see. Okay, cool. All right, so that is unfortunately not going to make it. You fire it at the ball, but it is already on fire, so it kind of just like unstoppable force meets immovable object and just... which is unfortunate, but you did give it your best go, and we're all proud of you, Luna.
Oh, it was unfortunate.
Oh, bollocks.
Now, lady. I know we're all upset, but don't use that kind of language.
I apologize.
Wow. It does not matter who he was tossing that at, because it's not going to fucking hit him. But it is Steve's turn. Steve!
Okay, well, I'm going to use my astronaut OSI training, and I'm going to kick with my bionic leg. I'm going to jump up, do a backflip. I have attached my rapier to my shoe, and using my bionic leg, I'm going to hit the volleyball, which is flaming, but then I'm going to spike it right back over him, right back over to him, and hit him as hard as I can.
That's a lot of words.
That is a lot of words. And it's really good. It's really, really good. I'm going to have you roll me an acrobatics check really quick. That's another skill that's going to be... Wow, you found that fast.
Whoa!
I'm an astronaut. 19. What can I say?
Damn, all right. I feel like being an astronaut would make it harder for you to do shit like backflips because you're so used to zero Gs. But hey, what do I know? Yeah, you do some pretty crazy shit. You jump up and you do a dope-ass backflip. Your rapier, I don't know how you managed to attach it to your shoe so quickly, but you did. And it's just on your shoe now. So you all watch as he just does this kind of bizarre, like, move that's just really cool. So, Dad, I'm giving you +2 to whatever damage you manage to do, but go ahead and roll me a basic...
Rapier?
Yes. And don't worry about the hit. You've already hit. So just give me the damage. 9 damage. All right. +9. And with that, the whistle blows, and it is officially over. You all have won the beach tournament, the beach ball tournament, beach ball, volleyball, whatever. He is lying face down in the sand, clearly exhausted. But he kind of gets himself up and he, well, I'd be mad, but you guys put up a good fight. I'm not really sure what that whole thing with the backflip and the rapier was about, but that was pretty cool.
It was his finishing move.
I've been eating my Wheaties.
Breakfast of champions. I get it, man. I get it.
That's right.
Hey, well, you know, I guess this beach is yours now. I'm going to have to hand over the crown.
Thank you, sir.
He goes over to the shed where there's the lock on the door.
I don't like going in sheds or cabins or anything.
Well, don't worry. You won't have to. It's okay. It'll be fun.
I was going to use my mage hand on that.
Yeah? Well, good luck. I think mage hand only carries about 20 pounds. It's
10
not
pounds.
10 pounds. Thank you.
But it is good on locks, though.
Yes, but not this lock. This lock, he says some words. He runs his hand over the edges of the thing. He sticks the key into the lock. It's a pretty basic runic lock. It's nothing crazy. It's just enough to like keep it, you know, fairly secure. and protect it against the elements, as it were. So he makes his way in, and he comes out, and he hands each of you a paper Burger King crown. I mean, they're not from Burger King, because there's no Burger King in Faerun, but like, it's the Burger King crown.
Burger Liege.
Yes. So you all get a Burger King crown.
Oh, fantastic. Put it on.
And the Burger King crown says Beach Boss on it, which is pretty cool. And they are all imbued with magic that can be exchanged at the tavern for one free drink. Don't ask me how that works. It's magic.
Even I, can I get a Shirley Temple?
Yes, you can.
I feel like if I'm now king of the beach, I can have as many damn drinks as I want.
I may even try fire whiskey.
I'm going to get another DUI.
I'm going to have some 5W30 oil.
You have bested the also WD-40 dad. Come on. Get with
it. I said 5W30. That's my kind of, that's my oil.
That's motor oil.
I respect it.
Well, yeah. How do you think I keep myself clean? Squeaky clean.
Damn. I use magic.
Yeah.
Take a bath.
You guys have a great evening. You hang out with Silvertongue and the rest of the gang. Silvertongue's a little butthurt because you guys did kind of like wreck his face. After a couple of drinks, y'all are buddies again. Like, you're chilling, you're hanging, everything seems good. You're having a good time. So you guys had a great day at the beach. You beat some ass in volleyball, and now you are the beach bosses. So congratulations.
Is this like the scene in Karate Kid before the Karate Kid showed up?
Yes.
Yes.
How many wipes did Alex sell?
Oh, so many. Yeah, tell us from your own mouth, Alex. You made some money, but I want to know.
Look, folks, we've been having a great month here at InfoWars. Our tactical wipes are extremely popular. Beachgoers seem to love the mentholatum that we included because it's very refreshing. So let's just say I've got enough to pay for a week's worth of expenses for the gang. Crazy white people or whatever we call ourselves will be set up for quite some time.
Nothing like a little mentholatum on the perineum.
That's right, right. It's like biting into a York peppermint patty.
With your anus.
Exactly.
I did it once. I'm sorry, Luna, you did that once?
You have to try things to find out if they're magical or not. I just use a spell to find out if they're magic. I use anus. Eldritch Sight.
Hey, Luna, my offer of the men's room in 10 still stands.
Oh, no, I'm married now.
So?
I don't think my husband would appreciate that.
Does your husband have a 6-foot-long boomstick?
No, but he has a very large magical sword. Oh.
6 feet long? I feel like you'd get lightheaded.
I am.
Oh, good times.
That's because I switched out your Shirley Temple.
Did you roofie little orphan Annie?
I'm 11 years old!
Rude!
Jeez. I mean, have some standards.
Ash Cosby?
Oh, I hate all of you so much. By that, I mean, I love you all. But so, thank you.
Who's gonna outro this bad boy?
Yeah, you made it through. You guys are done, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you again for like letting me lead this adventure. But yeah.
Thank you. Awesome job thank again. You.
Awesome job again.
Yes, fantastic.
Thank you, Cal.
Thank you guys. All right.
So and because I lived, I guess I get to sign us off.
Yes.
Wow, that's different.
Congrats.
Let's do some plugging, not of the kind that we were talking about a minute ago. But so we didn't really talk about it in the intro where everybody can kind of hear us other than here. Pat?
Yeah, I'm Pat, and I'm from Ghostly Podcast. We just did a episode on Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, buddy. Nick?
Nick Mataragas. I'm the producer of Freak of the Week. I'm not on the show. That's hosted by David Hickney, though this week he took the week off, and it was hosted by his cousin, John Cavendish.
I didn't really hear that, but my internet is shitty. Al?
I'm Al Morgan. I'm the producer for...
Has gone to eat burgers or...
Oh, no. What? He's here.
We can I'm right here. I'm talking.
Can you not, David?
Yeah. I'm Al Morgan. I'm the producer, and when people listen to me, I'm the producer of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, which is a sketch comedy podcast. This month, we're actually doing something called Wiggly Wednesdays, where normally we put out one episode a month, but this month, we're doing one a week, and we're putting out special episodes, including the best of season one and all music episode, and we're coming up on an episode of all new material coming up in a couple of weeks. So please check us out.
Let's see. Who's up next on the list then?
Keith. What Keith. You got going on?
Yeah, my name's Keith Hernandez, and I'm under quarantine.
Yay.
Yeah, Keith also appears on some of our other podcasts, and he is a very key member of Mr. Wiggly. So he does a lot of great stuff.
Good stuff.
And, well, Dave is gone, so Dave also does Unfucking Relatable.
Yes, he does.
He does a great job on that. They were just talking about WrestleMania, him and actually Nick.
Oh, yeah, I was on that.
You got on a podcast for once.
For once. I've been on Ghostly a couple times, too.
You have.
That's, yeah. That's a two-part episode, isn't it?
No, we talked so long he had to split it in half.
There you go.
That's the best kind of episode. And then finally, I'm just going to plug, if you want to come find me and hang out and chat, I do have a art Twitter where I post my art. It is at Calustrations, C-A-L-L-U-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. That's a lot of letters. And if you'd like my art, I do also sell prints of my work, which during quarantine, a little extra money goes a long way. So if you are listening to this at artpal.com/atlasisreal, you can buy some of my work. Otherwise, you know, don't worry about it. That's just a thing. But
Cal's a fantastic artist, so please support Cal.
I'm all right.
Stop that. You got to sell. Sell!
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, well, since Dave's gone, he can't finish the outro. So I just want to thank you guys. If you watch us live, really appreciate it. If you're watching the video later, it's still kind of appreciated. And if you're listening to this on the podcast format, what took you so long?
Right.
But thank you so much for, you know, experiencing it in any way possible. Fumbling Dice is a new show. We're still working on it. And so if you have any criticism or compliments, mostly compliments, send them our way on the Memoriam Development Facebook page or on the Memoriam Incubator as a review. Whatever you think, just tell us. Please tell us, because...
Or- just go on Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star review.
Or give us a 5-star review.
That's a good way to let us know how you feel. Yeah.
Especially if you don't like us, give us a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm. And then say you don't like us, but that'll give us that 5-star. Yeah,
that 5-star is great for us. So thank you so much. Until next time.
Peace. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
God, I hate you.
Memoriam Development.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.